This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, low-dose aspirin. Doctors have suggested it to help avoid heart attacks and strokes, but a recent study suggests healthy older people not taking aspirin don't need to start. I talked with Dr. Neeraj Bhatti, a cardiologist with Texas Health Hirst Eulis Bedford, about the study.
It was called the ESPRIT trial. It studied about 20,000 individuals in Australia and United States. Most of them were over age 70, because, you know, that's a higher risk population, theoretically.
Is that just an age at which things like strokes or heart attacks are more likely to happen?
Yes. As you get older, that's kind of the age 65 to 70 is where the risk starts increasing significantly. What was shocking in this study was aspirin did not benefit any of these people who for primary prevention. So none of these patients had a history of heart disease or stroke in the past, and there was actually a higher bleeding rate and a higher risk of death if you did take aspirin in this
study.
Why
would you put an older, healthy person on low-dose aspirin to begin with?
Well, these are the people who are higher risk, theoretically, for having a cardiac or stroke event. And when you tried primary prevention, the data was always mixed, so you always try to target the riskier patients, which, you know, these patients fit the risk profile. They were older patients.
Now, for those already taking low-dose aspirin, the study doesn't recommend stopping, but that rather you should talk to your doctor about it.
That's the gray area. I mean, I think most of us, based on this very robust data here, would say if someone's not on aspirin and they're healthy and no other prior cardiovascular issues, we probably wouldn't start them on aspirin. Now, the question is, what do you do with those patients already on them? Because, you know, they're probably sub-selected themselves as being able to tolerate it. They haven't had any bleeding issues. And that's sort of an individual case-by-case basis. In my particular practice, if someone's been on aspirin, a low-dose aspirin for many years, and they haven't had any issues with bleeding or other issues, I probably will not stop it. But I may not start people on it at this point going forward.
Why wouldn't you stop it? Would there be some potential harm in doing that?
No, I would say these people have already sub-selected themselves. They've been on aspirin for, 10, 15, 20 years without any bleeding problems. So they're unlikely at this point to develop bleeding problems. Now, if they have any bleeding problems going forward, I might stop it. So that's a gray area. You know, I would look into sort of their family history and do other risk factor profiling at that point.
The study also doesn't apply to people who've actually had heart attack and stroke.
Yeah, I think it's very, very important to emphasize is the data is very clear. If you've had a heart attack or stroke in the past, aspirin is very important to prevent recurrence of a heart attack or stroke. I don't think anyone will question that data.
So if a person is healthy, is older, and wants to avoid the possibility of having to take aspirin, what should they do?
I think risk factor modification. You know, if you're diabetic, control your diabetes. If you're a smoker, obviously quit smoking, control your cholesterol, exercise. And all these are what we call as risk factor modifications. And I think that's the most important thing to reduce your risk of developing a heart attack or stroke. And, you know, something very interesting that we found in the studies is the actual incidence of cardiovascular events was actually lower than predicted. It shows that we as a society have gone a long way in actually reducing rates of heart attack and strokes by risk factor modifications. There's a theory that maybe that's why aspirin didn't prove to be as beneficial in this study, because we've already done a very, very good job at controlling the risk factors. It's important to understand that cardiovascular disease still is the number one killer in this country, in the United States. I think someone's dying of cardiovascular disease every 34 seconds. So the most important thing you can do to prevent or reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease is risk factor modification. And all what those risk factors are is a case-by-case basis, and talk to your doctor about that.
Dr. Bhatti, thank you for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.